That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Oh my God, my knee will not stop twitching. I've got like a weird spasm now from I fell.
That's right.
It's driving me nuts.
I can't believe you're just like, here's my open wound.
Oh yeah, that's the kind of content I put on Instagram.
I support it, actually. That seems very on brand for you.
Someone was like, did you get shot? Like, it looks like a perfect hole, like, in your knee. And I'm like, it kind of was.
Wow.
No, I was just at the dog park, and the fucking collie tried to herd me and Snake and ran across me, and I fell just face first so hard on the asphalt and, like, skinned my palms and fucked up my knees. But didn't break anything for once, so that's progress.
Hey, look at you.
Hey.
You must be eating your vegetables.
I am. Got my smoothies. Doing just fine.
Just fine.
I wanted to send you this. Someone, like, took the Paul Rudd Hot Ones and took out Sean and just put Paul on both sides. And, like, he's talking to himself. And it's so good.
Oh, God. Okay, so two things. One, I learned that I learned how to download videos from Twitter.
Amazing.
So I just have that video in my meme folder. And two, in my I learned. Meme folder.
Sorry. Love that you have a meme folder. Continue.
New meme folder, baby. And two, I realized that I using the Only Friends feature on Instagram, I can share memes that I don't want my family to know about.
It's true.
And so get ready for maybe one other time that I use that feature and then completely forget about it again.
For that one scandalous meme, I can't wait. Won't your family hear this?
Yeah, they'll hear it.
Okay.
It's okay. They can know that I have jokes that I don't want them to know about.
That's true. Look at you with healthy boundaries.
Look at me using the internet to make sure my parents know that I don't make jokes about sex.
Yes.
That's really all it is. It's just...
Because they're wholesome Indiana folk.
They are. It's true.
Though, you know what, Christy? They had to have sex to have you, so...
Ew.
Ew is right. yeah.
Technically, that's not even true, so...
Whoa.
Because science
exists. Shit, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a little test tube baby. Little IVF baby.
Absolutely.
Talking about babies a lot for this episode.
Yeah, let's stop immediately. I hate it.
Sounds good. Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Christy.
And this is That's Weird.
That's right.
It's a podcast about weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 96, comes out the day before Thanksgiving in the year of our Lord 2019.
Wow. Oh my goodness. You guys can listen to this while cooking your turkey.
It's true. Or your tofurkey.
Or your tofurkey.
I have a nice review to read you.
You do?
I sure heckin' do.
I cannot wait.
This is from Cernium Varium. I don't know if I said that right. The subject is Sasquatch is the plural of Sasquatch.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is amazing.
So this review says, I love these two and their quotable podcast. This is the ultimate in entertaining and comforting podcasting for me. Spoopy stories about the mysteries of the universe discussed by two hilarious women. I've also learned quite a bit about some bizarre phenomena that are truly great to bring up at parties, like the Silent Mass Disaster and Jeff the Talking Weasel.
Aw, that's amazing.
Very sweet. And then,
oh, I like that.
It continues, Christy. It's not over.
Oh, it's not over?
It's a long one, yeah.
Oh my God.
It says, the only reason Ashley and Christy don't have a huge fan cult like the My Favorite Murder crew is because not enough people have heard of them, and it's unacceptable. Additionally, the podcast and both of its hosts have a super solid social media presence that I highly recommend. I followed the podcast on Instagram just for the cryptid memes before I became obsessed with the show. Love you guys. Stay weird.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is a wonderful review. So wholesome.
Aw. I love a good cryptid meme.
I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Thank you again, Cernium Varium. I hope I said that even half correct.
That's amazing. I like that so much.
Me too. Thanks to everyone who leaves us reviews. They're the best.
I like everybody who likes us.
Look, this is controversial, but I...
Controversial opinion, but I love you guys.
I really like people that like me. It's weird.
It's just... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now, you know?
Sure. We're only accepting light and love in this direction.
Wow.
I went to LA one time. I don't know.
Goes to LA once. I'm only accepting light and love in this direction, okay? Good vibes only.
In my creative endeavors, I only accept light and love. Take all your constructive criticism to the back.
Take all your naysaying and constructive criticism and reasonable concerns and throw them in the trash, okay? We're going to take a selfie on top of this skyscraper.
Perfect.
That's what I'm hearing.
And you know, speaking of cryptid memes, we had some beautiful, wonderful weirdos that actually drew or illustrated or whatever the fuck you say, those bat squatch things that we wanted.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Like, that was the best.
It was beautiful, beautiful. Thank you again to Ivan and Sean for doing that. We posted those on our Instagram if you haven't seen them. It's beautiful bat squy with flannel around their waist coming out of volcanoes. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Lovely. Wonderful. I love it.
Beautiful. What is that Lady Gaga gif that's like beautiful, wonderful, great, amazing? It's just like saying all these good things. Yeah.
That's me right now.
The best.
The best.
Are you ready to talk about some weird shit?
I cannot wait. I'm so ready.
My topic this week comes courtesy of one of our current favorite weirdos. Could be top weirdo at this point. Ivan.
Oh my gosh.
Just coming through left and right with the memes and the drawings and the topics. Killing it.
Wow.
He suggested that I tell you all about Australia's Great Emu War.
What?
It's the best. Oh man, I was looking at memes for this and it is never ending. It's beautiful stuff.
Oh my God. I love it. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Though just to be sad for a moment.
Oh no. Ashley, is this another thing where you just picked animals dying?
So? I mean, that's what I'm good at. I don't know what to tell you.
Your response was so? That's not a no, and that's not acceptable.
Look. No, okay, look, this one isn't that bad. It's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But I was going to talk about, because it's an Australian story about animals, those Australian fires that have been happening. Have you been following this?
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I know, I read that. That makes me so sad.
It's terrible. The koalas.
The koalas.
Did you see the video of the lady that ripped her shirt off and saved a koala?
Absolutely not. I don't want to cry today.
That video you definitely should not watch because it is one of the saddest things. Even though she saves the koala, it's still like the koala's legs are on fire and he's like screaming. God. And she like throws her shirt off and grabs him and it's like, oh my God. I just can't. I feel so bad for like all of it. And anyway.
Well, the earth is burning.
100% the earth is burning.
And
Australia's fucking on fire. Koalas are almost extinct, people. The shit's wild.
Shit is getting crazy.
Anyway. Yes, that is.
So like remember to buy a refillable water bottle, okay?
Recycle and vote.
Recycle.
Please vote.
And vote. Mostly vote.
You gotta vote.
Mostly just let's eat the rich. Like I'm pretty sure that'll solve like 99% of our problems, which is such a coincidence because that's just the percentage of population of people that it takes to eat the rich. So
let's eat Jeff Bezos for sure.
100%.
And I would really like to eat Elon Musk, especially after his dumbass truck announcement. I just can't. I fucking can't anymore. Anyway, Let's name more rich people we'd like to eat.
Let's name more rich people.
Or there's another option. I could tell you about some emus.
I cannot wait.
Is it emu? Is it emu? I always do the emu, I think.
I think that you just think that it's emu because that's an Australian accent.
Is it? I would think emu is, I don't know.
Emu.
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 Well, I'm not going to try to fake an Australian accent because it's going to be bad. And we have listeners in Australia that I would like to keep liking me.
That's true. We're big in Australia. It's kind of important.
It's kind of important.
Okay. No pressure or anything, but these motherfucking emus.
I'm ready.
Okay. In Australia, after World War I, which, in case you didn't know, Australia was involved. they sent troops to back the British. I had to look it up. Leave me alone. around that time, emus in Australia were having the time of their life. They were thriving. And this was thanks to them being named a protective native species until around 1922.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. There was somewhere between 10 to 20 thousand emus just running amok in the outback. I love the visual. I love it. And they went from being protected, which is how they got to those numbers, to all of a sudden being classified as vermin, which is pretty fucking rude.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That is rude.
That's pretty mean.
that's a big vermin.
That is the biggest vermin I've ever heard of, aside from the human race.
100%.
Are emus bigger than people?
They can be, yeah.
What?
Yeah, girl. Okay, hold on. If you're not familiar with emus, I'll just describe these beasts to you right now. They are the second largest living bird right behind the ostrich, which is very similar to an emu. They're tall, about 4 to 6 feet.
6 feet.
I know. And they can weigh up to 130 pounds. Like, that's human stuff. That's human height. Wow. And human poundage. So yeah, they're flightless. They've got long necks and legs and huge ass wings with claws, and they can run up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh my God. These are terrifying.
These are terror birds. Motherfucking
these
terror
are
birds.
Horrifying monsters that are dinosaurs.
Yes. 100%.
100%.
And they will peck everything shiny that you love.
Some of them are taller than me.
Yeah, absolutely. They would get you.
They would absolutely get me.
They're pretty scary. And between the 1920s and the 1930s, veterans were returning home to Australia from the war, and they were given plots of land for farming. That's what the government gave them to do, as like, hey, thanks for, you know, doing the thing, which is cool, I guess. But it also kind of sucks if you don't know how to work on a farm.
Right. Also, I think I see where this is going, and I kind of love it.
Great. Here for it. Not to mention, the Australian terrain is not the easiest to farm on. It's a little rough out there. So yeah, these veterans weren't really set up for success. And then the Great Depression hit in 1929, and then they were really fucked because not only did they not really know how to grow the wheat crops they were given, but then wheat prices fell during the Depression, so their crops were worth even less. And then the emus came.
Oh my God.
I love to write out my stories as dramatic as possible.
And then the emus came.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that emus love wheat? They love the shit out of some wheat. And like I said earlier, they were thriving. Suddenly, these emus had farms all over Australia that they could use as their own personal buffets. And they were eating all the wheat crops, pissing off all the humans left and right. And so the veterans asked for help from the government because they couldn't take care of them on their own, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And what I think is kind of funny is that the government was like, yeah, okay. It's just like, imagine going to the government to complain about some vermin fucking up your farm and asking, like, I need you guys to give me machine guns so that I can kill these things. And the government's like, okay, what could go wrong?
Okay, that sounds good.
But that's sure. That's Australia for you. And honestly, that's probably what would happen in America, too.
Absolutely not. The government would be like, listen, we will subsidize the machine gun industry so you can buy your own.
Yeah. You have to give us money, but sure.
And then decades later, we'll be like, how come machine guns are so readily available? And then it'll be like, well, in the 30s, there were ostriches. So
those fucking emus came. We had to get them. This actually reminds me a lot of the feral hogs thing. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
The feral hogs viral sensation from Twitter is one of my favorite things. Reply All, they just did a fantastic episode about it. They interviewed the guy who tweeted about it. And if you don't know, people were asking, like, why would anyone actually need, like, an automatic weapon? And he said, well, what about the 30 to 50 feral hogs that run into the yard while my kids play?
Oh, my God.
And, of course, most of us laughed, and we thought that was hilarious because I've never seen a fucking feral hog. I have a farm. I don't know anything about this. But I guess feral hogs are actually a really big deal, and they're breeding like crazy, and they ruin everything they touch. And they're a huge nuisance. I had no idea. No idea.
Wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised if America does something like this, and soon we're going to war with the fucking hogs because it just seems inevitable at this point.
Absolutely. Let's call the militia.
Get the government in here. No, just
get
no,
the government
please don't.
In here.
Please don't.
They're going hog wild. You know what I mean?
Oh, always. They're going hog wild, those hogs. And if we did go to war with the hogs, it would not end well for us because like the Australians are about to teach us, it did not end well for them.
What? We couldn't beat emus? Humans.
Human. I was going to say, who's we?
With machine guns. Could not defeat emus.
Christy, this is the greatest story of our lifetime.
Oh my God, Ashley. I have to hear how a disorganized horde of emus could not be beaten by humans with machine weaponry.
Well, don't underestimate those motherfucking terror birds, Christy, because they know what's up.
Jesus. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, yes, the Australian government sent in their army dudes with guns to kill the emus for these farmers. And on November 2nd, 1932, the artillery made its move on a group of the birds that they found, and just all heck broke loose. Turns out these motherfucking emus are fast and unpredictable, and they were running in every direction. It was really, really hard to shoot them. It was absolute chaos. And I think they only killed, it was like a group of like 50 to 100 emus, and they killed like a handful. They couldn't fucking.
Oh my God, what?
They couldn't get them. And the next time the gunners tried to kill some emus, they found a group of about 1,000 of them, and they snuck up on them, and they thought, this is it. We're going to get them. And so they opened fire. They got maybe 10 or 20. And they were using machine guns, Christy.
What?
I didn't even know they had machine guns.
I can't even imagine. Like, I can't even picture 1,000 emus.
It'd be scary.
But if I were required to, I would imagine that they would be easy to hit at least more than like 4 or 5. You know what I mean?
Turns out these things are built like tanks and they can take bullets and not go down.
What?
There was a quote from like the general of the army or whatever that was like, man, if there was some way to like militarize these fucking emus, they could go up against any military. He was like, in battle, we would win every time if we had the fucking emus on our side. It's amazing.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's what you should have been doing, Australia, is making peace with the emus rather than declaring war.
Yeah, maybe you should have joined forces.
Wow.
Also, these 1930s machine guns would jam quite a bit, which would just add insult to injury for the army dudes because their fucking guns would stop working.
Oh my God, I can't.
The emus outsmarted these guys every single time. And this did not go unnoticed. And the media reported on how badly the army was doing against these birds. It was super embarrassing. So the army tried a different tactic, and they put their machine guns on top of trucks, and they thought, this is how we'll get them. And so some guy would drive the truck and the other guy would shoot the machine gun. But turns out that just made it even harder to shoot them, because now not only were the birds moving, but the truck was moving and the gun was like bouncing and jostling back and forth. It was just madness. So like they did a terrible job.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yes. They tried the truck thing didn't really work. And then I guess at one point with the truck, one of the emus sacrificed itself and got tangled up in the steering wheel of the truck, causing it to crash and like take down a fence.
Ashley, I'm sorry. You said it got tangled up in the steering wheel?
They have long necks, Christy. He like popped no! his head in and was like, what are y'all doing? And got his little head caught in the steering wheel. They couldn't, and it crashed. It's fantastic.
No. Oh my God. What?
I mean, RIP that emu, but what a diabolical genius. Or just like the dumbest creature of all
the
time.
The emu, like he literally just like ran into it and he was like, we are Legion, and like stuck his head in there and crashed it.
It was like that Mad Max Fury Road where all the guys like spray paint their grill with like the silver stuff and then they like sacrifice themselves. It was basically that, I would assume. It's a great story, huh?
I love it so far.
So according to the Journal of Australian Studies, quote, when one New South Wales state Labour politician inquired whether a medal was to be struck for those taking part in this war, his federal counterpart in Western Australia responded that they should rightly go to the emus who have won every round so far. That was like in the newspaper.
Oh my God.
End quote, obviously. Yeah.
That's amazing.
The emu war was a disaster. It ended up taking about 10 bullets to take down just one emu. They were little tanks. And the government had only supplied 10,000 rounds of ammunition. So technically, they should have only been able to kill like 1,000 emus at most. And again, there were 20,000 of them running around.
Oh my God.
Sadly, the army did manage to kill a good amount of the birds, but they barely made a dent in their numbers. So they decided to finally just give the guns and ammunition to the local farmers, let them take care of the problem on their own. They also started putting bounties on the birds. So there was like some incentive to kill them besides them not, you know, eating your wheat or whatever.
Right.
And because of this, thousands of more emus were eventually killed. But I guess their reign of terror didn't end because at some point farmers like were asking for military assistance again. Like this wasn't enough. They tried to get more assistance in 1934, 1943, and 1948.
And the government was like, nah, man, we tried this.
Yeah, like not again. That's a you problem, sir.
This is more of a you thing.
We gave it our best shot and it's not gonna work.
We didn't manage to do anything, so.
Nah. So eventually some like fancy barrier fences were developed and used to keep the emus away from crops, which seems like a no-brainer to me, but okay. Unlike those feral hogs, who I guess can take down a fence.
Oh my gosh.
Scary stuff, Christy. These animals, out of control.
Animals are wild.
Both literally and figuratively.
It's true.
And so nowadays, emus have actually had their protective or their protected animal status reinstated. So that's nice. There are over 600,000 of them in Australia. Just
oh my God.
They continue to thrive. I wonder how they're doing in the fires. I don't know.
It probably hasn't affected them at all.
That's true. I mean, clearly they're.
I doubt that they can catch fire, to be honest.
They're just like, they're like, whatever. It's like kind of hot, but I'm fine. I don't know.
Like, you know, I'm really thirsty for some reason.
I wish the damn emus would help out our koala bros. Like, throw them up on your back and get them the heck out of there, please.
Use your fastness and scoop up some koalas and rescue them already.
I would absolutely watch that wholesome movie. That would be wonderful.
Well, yeah, of course.
Just emus saving koalas, being bros in the Australian outback. I love it.
100%.
Green light that shit. So anyway, yeah, that's the Great Emu War. And it's an incredibly satisfying story for someone on Team Animal.
It's true. I'm actually like considering switching sides. Like Team Human did a bad job and emus may survive us all.
Christy, I think that you should switch sides before the feral hogs take over because I think it's in your best interest.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're probably right.
That shit's going to be rough for us. Oh, and consider this your fun, weird fact for this episode.
Oh.
The national bird of Australia is indeed the emu.
That's good. That's on brand for them.
It is, but I love it. They're like, we hate them. but we respect them.
I like that, and I would love to pretend that they were like, you know what? You beat us fair and square. That's our national bird now.
Yeah, in my dream world, that it became the national bird after the war.
Which the emus, again, won.
Exactly. They could not be taken down.
Oh my God. You're right. That is a chef kiss emoji.
Ugh, they said fuck all y'all. I love it.
I love it so much.
I got a lot of my information from the Scientific American blog, by the way, and a couple of YouTube videos. I will put those in my show notes, along with some of the most beautiful memes you've ever seen.
Ugh, just please.
The internet doing good work. Very proud. Wow.
Speaking of memes.
Yes.
Are you ready for my topic?
Hell yeah, I am. Let's do this.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm here to tell you that Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh my God. So topical, Christy.
I know.
It was only a matter of time.
This is two of my favorite things, memes and conspiracies.
True.
I can't believe I haven't already covered it. My only excuse is that it's been spooky season.
And you've been busy, but I can't think of anyone who's more qualified.
I love it.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I had to like look some of this stuff up because I know about the meme, but I was just kind of like, oh, look, a white guy who's in jail. I'm sure he did something terrible.
You were correct.
And I was correct. Who is he? He was like a hedge fund manager, but also he was well known for basically running like a sex trafficking / prostitution ring.
Yep.
He was in jail once before for being a sex offender, just like abusing one of the underage girls, by the way, that he was in like providing, I guess, in this like sex trafficking ring. He's been like under investigation and having people like launch complaints against him and whatever for like the last decade at least. And he finally was put in jail awaiting trial for like sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. So that's when he died. He died in August of this year while he was awaiting the trial. The trial didn't happen yet. The official stance is that he completed suicide by hanging. However, he was super rich and like so were his clients, meaning presumably he's got a lot of dirt on important people, which obviously you're going to get murdered if you're in a situation where that stuff's going to maybe come out during a public trial.
Yeah.
Also, like he was like a hedge fund manager, so he's been associated with the Clintons and Trump and Prince Andrew in England. Like literally, Trump called him a terrific guy. And then when he died, Trump, the president, our president, suggested that he was murdered. Epstein, I don't know how to say it. Was murdered because he had dirt on the Clintons.
Wait, Trump actually said that?
He tweeted that.
Oh my God.
Okay. I get why there are conspiracy theories and stuff, but I just feel like maybe the president shouldn't be starting them.
In Trash America 2019, that is exactly what happened.
In our trash fire America 2019? No.
Yeah.
It's happening. So this kind of started a conspiracy theory about it. And it ties into, first of all, there's also like a longstanding conspiracy theory about the Clintons in general that's been like ongoing since the 90s, which is just that they've had multiple people murdered to silence them because they have dirt on them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Epstein's brother hired a pathologist to investigate independently. His cause of death was basically like broken bones around his neck, who the official stance is that he got that by hanging due to suicide. But the pathologist that investigated it independently said that it was more suggestive of like a homicidal strangulation.
Interesting. Which makes that makes the most sense. Like, let's be real.
Mm-hmm. Also, before he died, this guy named Bob Fitricus, who was like a longtime investigator of Epstein, he predicted that he would be killed in jail. He was just like, yeah, if he goes to jail, he's going to die there.
Oh,
somebody's going to kill him.
Oh, fuck.
And also a guy who was a lawyer for representing some like three victims. It says alleged victims, so I don't know if it's like the trial didn't take place yet or whatever, but he also was like, oh yeah, someone's gonna kill him in jail for sure. Also, Epstein had like a previous attempt at suicide, which the lawyer was like, definitely that was an attempt on his life, like someone was trying to kill him.
Was that a long time ago, or that was like shortly before it actually happened?
I don't know when that other part happened. He did a stint in jail for the sex offender thing, where he was actually like convicted, but this is just like now he's awaiting a trial for a bigger, worse thing. And so one of the lawyers involved in that was like, oh yeah, he's gonna get murdered in jail for sure.
Lawyers also, are wild just saying shit like that,
right? Also, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, was like, yeah, he definitely didn't kill himself. Like, the mayor. The mayor of New York.
I love how many people
and a bunch
are
of other people.
This.
I mean, Joe Rogan, which who cares? But like, just everybody is like, yeah, he definitely didn't. Like, people who are like politicians and like serious people are like, oh, yeah, he definitely didn't kill himself.
That's crazy. Well, then who?
Right?
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts.
And then also, like, the president of Syria, for some reason, has just come out and said, like, he's like, oh, yeah, he definitely got murdered. Like, he was associated with, like, all of these, like, American and British, like, regimes of, like, rich people. Like, dude got murdered for sure. Like,
yeah, you can't be, like, if you're fucking around with really powerful rich people with that kind of shit, where if that came out, that would ruin their careers or take away all of their money, like they would go to jail too probably, then obviously they're gonna do something about it.
He gonna get killed. So the guards of the time, by the way, like this is true, even though the federal government insists that it was a suicide, the guards of the time were actually found guilty of not following procedure, of like basically turning the other cheek. So he died in solitary confinement with no cameras, and the guards were supposedly maybe unconscious or not paying attention or not keeping an eye on him. So it's either he was murdered or he somehow bribed the guards to turn the other way while he killed himself.
What?
But it's not like definitely hung himself. It was like the guards were not paying attention, like and not following procedure.
But do you think that the guards, like someone paid the guards to do it? Or you think the guards let someone else in to do it?
We'll never know.
That's probably very true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I saw somewhere that like the camera was malfunctioning, but there just
weren't
cameras.
Right, yeah, there's no
there?
Video.
Oh, okay.
There's no video of it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Of course not.
No guards, no video. And they definitely, like, the federal government, like, investigated it and is investigating it. And they were like, okay, well, so, like, it was a suicide. But also, we definitely didn't follow procedure here tonight, the night that he died.
Whoops.
So, whoops. One thing I read said somebody took a poll and, like, less than a third of Americans believe that he really killed himself, which makes total sense. And like I like this as a, so this conspiracy theory has become like a meme, obviously, like where people are like, I mean, I'm going to just post memes because it's never funny when you explain a meme, but basically the meme is like,
and yet we try to do it often.
And yet we try to do it all the time, but it's like, you know, it's like a picture of like chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream and strawberry ice cream, and people are like, some people say chocolate ice cream is the best, some people say vanilla ice cream is the best, but we all know that Epstein didn't kill himself. Like, that's basically what it is.
Did you see the guy with like I think he was like a canine officer, he was like with his dog on TV, and he just said it at the end of the interview. Like it was on like live news. They were. It was.
Oh my
great.
God! It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's becoming a thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it also because this is so. In terms of like memes and stuff, this is like a bipartisan meme, basically. And like,
it has brought us all together.
Because usually it's a bipartisan meme for sure. Like, usually when there's a meme, it's like one political side is being absolutely crazy, like Pizzagate, you know? And the other side is like, hey, what if we just tried to fix the healthcare system in this country? Like, that's normally how political, like, conspiracy theory memes go. This one, everyone's all in on it. Like, everyone, it started with people tweeting about how he didn't kill himself with either the hashtag Clinton body count or the hashtag Trump body count, depending on who you thought was responsible.
Depending on pretty much exactly who you voted for in the 2016 election.
Yep, exactly. And then it just devolved into like plant memes that ended with Epstein didn't kill himself. So
right.
I feel like it's like, I really like it because it's one of those things where it's like, well, a lot of things I was reading were commenting on it. Like, why is this so popular? Why is it such a big deal? A lot of people that are like, Epstein didn't kill himself are like, they don't even know who he is or what he did. They just are like, oh, this guy didn't kill himself, because it's like, it's all part of that, like, shadowy billionaires are running the world and we're powerless kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's people have started like memeing stuff like this because it's like, it's kind of this position where it's like, it's a plausible deniability situation where it's like, it could be just a joke, but maybe you really believe it. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like, hey, there's a billionaire class that's depraved and there are more of us than them. So like, why aren't we doing anything to change that? But at the same time, you don't want to be murdered by the billionaire class for being the one to start a revolution. So instead you just tweet like, eat the rich. Lol. Like, that's it.
Lol.
You know?
I think that for a lot of us, like, we might be suspicious that stuff like this does go on, that these powerful, rich people like the president are doing fucked up shit like this and having people killed. And like, we all watched House of Cards and we're like, is that shit happening? But we see a funny meme and we're like, haha, no, that's so far fetched. But I mean, maybe we're the kombucha girl where it's like, maybe, no, yes, maybe, huh? It's just,
yeah,
you never know.
Absolutely. Well, I think like we're pretty lucky, I think, that in America, free speech is still pretty much a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to see that shit like that does happen. And we're also able to see that it probably is happening here.
I would be shocked if it wasn't. I don't think that anyone is as smart as they think they are, but I think they have, like, money is so powerful. And power is everything. And so
absolutely,
that's basically all it comes down to. You can shut people up. You can get rid of them as long as you have money.
I mean, it's kind of like how like those people were getting put in prison for like bribing people to get their kids into college. It's like, it's not that they were doing something wrong because they had money and then they got caught and brought to justice. It's that they didn't have enough money to do the thing. To do the thing that they were doing.
I guess. I mean, yeah, that,
like, they just didn't have, they weren't rich enough to get away with it. So they're in jail now. Like, that's the American justice system, basically.
I'm sure that's been happening forever with so many rich kids.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of shocking that like just came down now, and also shocking that anything's happening to those people because they're rich and white and famous. And usually that's all you need to get away with something. So
again, not rich enough, not famous enough. That's what I think.
I guess.
Like, if it was fucking Keanu Reeves' kid, he would have just bought a wing and the kid would go to college and flunk out and be famous anyway. Like, you know?
Little wholesome Keanu.
Little wholesome Keanu. But it's like Becky from Family Matters or whatever. You know?
Full House, yeah.
Full House. It's like Becky from Full House. Like, nobody cares. What has she done?
Yikes, Becky.
It's not Angelina Jolie, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the American dream is honestly like to have enough money to not go bankrupt if you have cancer and be famous enough to not go to jail if you accidentally kill someone in a car accident. You know what I mean? Like, that's
capitalism, baby.
That's it.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm in LA, baby. That's what I'm trying to do.
Wait, Christy, who do you think did it?
I don't know. And also, Here's the real question. Was he murdered or was his death faked?
Oh, I did see. Oh, my God. I remember. Okay. For one of my jobs, I have to follow like musicians or whatever on Twitter. Anyway, and Foster the People, a random ass band, was like tweeting some crazy ass conspiracy shit about how he faked his death and he was like on his way to an island somewhere via a private plane. And he was like posting photos of the body and like, see, the nose doesn't line up and it's not him and like crazy shit like that. And I'm like, dude, what? This is America, Twitter, 2019. What is happening?
I love that.
It's wild.
A lot.
It's wild.
I love it.
It really is like everyone has an opinion about this one. And I hate to like giggle at someone's death, but at the same time, that man was a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So who cares? And I do think that he was murdered.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty likely.
Yeah.
Because if he killed himself, why would they disable the camera?
Yeah, why did the guards I mean, who knows if the guards ever do their job correctly, but it's all very suspicious.
But if he was just like, hey, I'll give you each $20,000 if you just don't prevent me from killing myself, like it is your job to do.
Yeah.
And so he killed himself. I think the camera would have been working.
Right. So that, wouldn't they want proof as like the guard? Not, I guess, that they weren't doing their job, but like so that they couldn't be blamed for anything else. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like what?
Yeah, totally.
So that way there could be no way to say that it was murder because look, he's doing it. He's fucking doing it to himself. Like, I don't know. You think that would be valuable?
You'd think so.
But then I guess I don't know enough, but maybe has anyone checked the bank statements then of these guards to see if there's money in there? Like if they made deposits and like, how would he get them the money? Also, isn't his like lady missing?
Oh yeah, for sure.
She's like also up to some sketchy shit and like no one's been able to find her, which is very suspicious as well.
Which I think sort of supports the like tropical island theory.
You think she's there?
They're on some tropical island.
Ooh. Well, I was thinking, what if she's like, well, I'm sure she didn't want to be associated with the shit that was coming out about him, but also I wonder if she now fears for her life and is like in hiding.
Oh my God, absolutely. I would disappear if I was her for sure. Yeah. Or maybe like she just got disappeared.
Probably.
Somebody disappeared her.
Ghislaine Maxwell, is that how you say her name? I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't even pronounce Epstein's last name correctly. This whole episode I've been vacillating between the two and I'm not sure which one's right.
Just like emu and emu. That's just, you know, that's right. What we do here. So it says like that's his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, but also his alleged madam. It's like she was securing girls for him. Is that what that means?
Yeah, it's that she was tied into all of that stuff. And then it's like, oh, is she going to continue the business? Is she running away so that she can't get involved in it when the trial starts? Did she get disappeared because she also knows all of this information?
Right. So many things.
So many things. And the way that we cope is how? Memes.
Of course. Of course.
Absolutely. I feel like that one was, it was shorter than I thought it would be, but I still feel like I had been kind of sleeping on it for too long for how on brand it is for me that I just needed to Google it and explain it.
Absolutely. That's a Christy topic if I've ever seen one.
And now I can use that meme now that I understand it completely.
There you go. I definitely learned some stuff I didn't know. And
what did we learn today? Emos are tough.
Emos are also tough.
Emos are pretty tough.
My Chemical Romance is back, Christy, okay?
Here's what we know. Emos are tough. My Chemical Romance is back. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
And that's it. That's episode 96.
Wow. Finish strong.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
You can find our show notes at thatsweird.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at thatsweirdcast. You can join our Facebook group. If you want to support our show, you can do so on Anchor or on Patreon at patreon.com/thatsweird. We've got pins and buttons on Etsy. There's totes. There's all kinds of stuff. And if you
there's so many things.
And if you want to send us an email, you can do that. thatsweirdcast@gmail.com. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, and stay weird, you guys.
Hell yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Goodbye.
Bye.